The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about prayer. What is prayer, anyway? Well, you may have your own definition of prayer, and I would encourage you to think about what it means to you. When I sit with the angelic realm and I ask them, what does prayer mean to you? I got an interesting response. They said that prayer to them was a conversation. And so I'm going to ask you all listening, what is prayer to you? Well, this episode about prayer was inspired by a listener question from Allison. Here's what she sent me. Allison says, prayer is a concept she's been wrangling with for a while. She grew up with an idea that prayer was asking for outcomes, like, dear God, please help me cure my uncle of cancer. But we can't control outcomes, can we? Or can we? So I'm not sure it makes sense to ask for certain things. I send people light, but I'm not really sure what that achieves. How does it help people? I know I can't override someone else's free will and their choices, or the consequences of those choices. So today, we're going to break down some ideas about prayer. The first thing I'd like to share with you from the angelic realm, what I heard from them about prayer this week as I sat with them and talked to them about this beautiful concept, was that prayer gives us power. Prayer helps us access that power that we remembered or know that we have pre-incarnation. Before we incarnate into this costume, this body, we are in full alignment and full awareness that we are spirit. We are a light being made of pure light and love. Are you aware of that? Beloved friend, are you aware that you are mystical and miraculous? I'm not buttering you up here. I'm not. I mean, I really love you. This is Rachel speaking. I really love you. I mean, I'll do that for you if you need it. But I'm being honest. Do you know the depth of your worth? You are a miracle. And you have also chosen to be in a body over and over and over in this earth plane. And yeah, quite honestly, other planes as well. That's a different conversation. And because you have incarnated over and over and experienced a lot of things, both high vibe and low vibe, positive and negative, light and dark, however you want to classify it, it's very possible that you have lost sight of how amazing you are. And yet, before all that happened, before these lifetimes, before this lifetime, you were fully aware of your magic. We come fully equipped with certain tools so that when we get here in this body, we have ways to communicate, collaborate, co-create with God. And that might be another definition that you need to work with. What is God? Who is God to you? Maybe we'll call God today Source, Creator. You also, my sweet friend, are God because you are made of God. And that might be hard to digest, and yet it's true. You are just as much God as the flowers, as the sunshine. You are made of God. You are God. And That may sound like blasphemy or feel like blasphemy according to how you were raised, and yet let it be true. Know your worth. And knowing that you're probably going to forget that, depending on what faith denomination or belief system you incarnated into, you came equipped with some tools to help you talk to home, talk to God. One of those is prayer. That's like an internal phone system that you came equipped with. Prayer is like your internal phone system. You've always had it, you always will. Well, your prayer, your phone system, certainly evolves. It's meant to. Your phone system is supposed to be really easy and free. Easy and free, what the angels mean by that is you should just be able to speak freely inside. You don't have to memorize anything unless you want to. You should just be able to speak freely or feel or imagine. You should just be able to feel the love of Creator within you. And yes, Allison, when you send light to another being, it does work. Because you're pulling Creator light and you're pulling it through the phone system, through the universe. And you're sending it to someone who likely has forgotten that they're made of light. You're turning their light back on. You're replenishing their light. It really does work. In this dimension, our physical eyes cannot see Creator light. We can see light bulbs. We can see lightning. We can see electricity. In our mind's eye, in our hearts, we can see vibrational frequency light. We can see magic. We can imagine it. But the angels say, don't be misled. The light that we're talking about, the God light, the light that you're made of, is just as real. It's more real than the light that comes on when you turn on the light switch in your bedroom, or the light that turns on when you open the fridge. So when you imagine sending that light to someone else, it does make a difference. And you know, when you open the fridge and you see that light also bounces back to you. That's really how you see it. It reverbs back to you. It bounces back. So when you send light to someone, that light bounces back to you. It is reciprocal. Any healing you send to someone, also the healing gets sent back to you. Let's do that now. We're calling in Archangel Raphael right now. Whew, my body just felt a whole bunch of light. Caught my breath there for a minute. I don't mind that a bit. And I would invite you to allow your body to dismiss the idea of being filled with cells and blood and bones. Yeah, we know that's true, obviously. Let's also allow your body to be filled with God light. That is true, isn't it? You are filled with light. Allow yourself to see that. Allow yourself to see that light in your mind's eye. Go ahead and close your eyes. You're safe to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, picture your body. Picture you in this current body that you chose. And imagine that body now as light. You are outlined in light. You are a shining light. You are made of light. And through the palms of your hands, and through your third eye, which is right in the middle of your head, through your forehead, you're shining a beam of light right through the middle of your eyes. So you've got the palms of your hands outstretched in front of you, and you've got a beam of light coming from your forehead. Send light to anyone in this universe that you choose. Send them healing, loving light right now. And as you send them this light, it gets there instantly. Because we're working with light and love, there is no time attached. As you send this to them, it comes back to you as well. Your light brightens. Can you see your light amp up and brighten? Did you know that your light can brighten like this? Oh my goodness. And as your light brightens, God's light brightens. God created you to go out and experience and report back. That is the essence of your existence. You have been created to be an extension of God so that you can go out, live your life, and as you live your life, you're constantly uploading experiences back to Source. And this is one of them. You've just uploaded the experience of healing another being. Well done. Now you have this direct line, this direct communication to God, and this prayer is heard. It's important to think about who God is to you, and there is no wrong answer here. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, it is correct. Is God personified for you? Does God show up in your heart looking like a personified person? Does God look like a man? Does God look like an old man on a cloud? You know what? That's okay. That's where you are. Does God look like energy? The eye of Sauron. Does God look like a beam of light? Does God look like nothing but feel like everything? Does God feel like warmth? Does God feel like love? Does God feel like nothing, but in your mind is God knowledge? Does God help you to know? You see these different ways that God can come through and God can make his or herself present. Is God gendered for you? So many things to think about. We know that God is made of energy. We know that you are the outward showing of God. You are made in God's likeness. It doesn't mean that God is male or female. It means that God is spirit. You are spirit. You are made in God's likeness. You are spirit like God is spirit. God really is not human in any way. The spirits that we work with and talk to on this podcast, the other light beings like Sarai, they are also extensions of God. The ultra-terrestrials, the extraterrestrials, the angelic beings. Occasionally, we have visits from the fairy realm, the leprechauns, the paranormal. They are all reflections of Source because Source created all. So how do we talk to Source? How do you talk to your best friend? Candidly, I bet, using any language you want, because our best friend doesn't judge us, Well, maybe sometimes. Because best friends do that, right? But on our best days, we try not to judge our best friends. God doesn't have an ego. So God is our best friend that doesn't judge us. We can use any language we want with God. We can say anything we want to God, and there is no judgment. The angels want me to say that God loves us no matter what. We can do anything in our relationship with God and we are instantly forgiven. We are always given another chance. Did you know Hold on to your butts for this one. Did you know there's no hell? There is only heaven. That's right. There is no hell. Everyone, if they want to, crosses over into the next dimension. Everyone debriefs their incarnation and is offered healing and learning if they want it. And sometimes that healing includes reincarnation if they want it. And sometimes if people are not willing to heal and learn, they remain stagnant, even earthbound. They stay as a ghost. That's why some locations are haunted. When people are earthbound spirits and they haunt a location, their prayer life, their conversation with God, sometimes stops. They are not aware that they have that internal phone line with God. They forget. Maybe don't forget that they're spirit, but they forget that they are spirit made of love. And it remains our job as intuitives to connect with them and cross them over. I know a lot of you listening to this know that it is your job to cross people over, and this is why they've lost their way. They've lost the truth that they are made of love and light. So how do you talk to God? Candidly, using whatever language that you choose to use, there is no judgment, and you don't hold anything back. There are no secrets with God, because it's true, God knows everything, but that's not really the point. The point is, you don't have to have any secrets with God, because God loves you no matter what. The Old Testament Bible was created often, well, let's just say, was created to instill fear. The God in the Old Testament was created to hold people down, was to create power over people. That was a fearful God. If you behave, if you pay the taxes, if you worship strong enough, then God will love you and manna will fall from the sky. You will have what you need. New Testament God, when we know Jesus, who came as a representative of God so we could relate to God, and also Jesus who taught us how to pray, that is when we started to learn that God was a personable God, a loving God. That's when we started to actually know who God was to us. Did God evolve from a fearful, meaner God to a kinder God? I don't know, maybe. You'll have to ask God yourself. Was it maybe us as people that evolved? Maybe. You'll have to sit with that. The message is, you don't have to hold anything back. And everything is heard. How do you pray? You can pray anytime, because all of your thoughts are heard as prayers. You have an internal monologue happening in your thoughts all the time. Your thoughts are in direct communication with God all the time. Because God is not human, God is not controlled by time or space. God, as an entity, can handle listening to all beings, whether we're talking about a blade of grass or a caterpillar or a person or a cloud. God can pay attention and listen to all beings in all dimensions all at once. We don't have to manage that, and we don't have to hold back. You can talk to God about everything without holding back. God hears all and manages all. In Allison's message, she mentioned that when we pray, we can't affect other people's free will. And she's right. But we can pray to affect our outcome. We can pray to affect how we handle how someone else's free will choices affect us. And we can pray to give the other person's free will choices. Let me say that differently. Angels help. Even though we cannot change someone else's free will, we can pray to give them clarity. We can't get in someone else's brain, the angels are saying, but we can pray prayers of intervention. Did you know that? Dear God, I pray for my brother. I am worried about his choices, and I know that I cannot change his choices, but I pray for clarity. I pray that he makes healthy choices. I pray that he changes his ways. I know that you are with him, God, and I pray to his angels that they speak in his ear so that he is kind to others, kind to himself, and that he lives a life that is in tune with his highest good. And so it is, amen. Now that is a prayer that is clear and concise and very well could make a change. We can also pray to someone's higher self. Let's use the same made-up example. Angels, I would like to speak to my brother's higher self. Now, our higher self is the version of us that is always in the heaven dimension. So sitting in meditation, I'm going to imagine my over-self, my higher self. This is the part of me that's connected to God all the time. This is the part of me, the part of you too, that is perfect and complete, never ill, has everything that is ever needed, the part without judgment. I'm going to imagine myself nice and tall and beautiful and whole. And I'm going to imagine myself sitting across from my brother. And yes, by the way, I'm making this up. My brother is doing just fine. Sitting across from my brother's higher self. And even though I'm imagining what my brother's higher self would look like, I'm going to trust that this is actually what my brother's higher self looks like, because we know that when we're intuiting information like this, it feels like we're making things up, but we are not. This is channeling. And so I would say, angels, thank you for helping me create this meeting with my brother's higher self. And I'm going to make up a name. Dear Alan, thank you for sitting with me. I have to say, I'm worried about you. The version of you that's on earth right now is making some choices that are causing me concern, and I love you so much. I'm speaking to your higher self because I know that your higher self is wise, and I'm asking you to intervene with your earth self. Please take action on behalf of your earth self. Speak to your earth self to make changes. I love you. And so it is. Amen. And so that's a different kind of prayer. Another prayer that could help someone else's free will is you could say to God and to the angels, if you prefer, because the angels are workers for God, right? They don't replace God ever. They're helpers. You could say, dear God or angels, use me. I am putting myself forward as a helper. Let me know when it is my turn to help in this situation. I am offering myself as a helper. I'm telling you that whenever it's appropriate for me to help, I will be ready. Just let me know. I'll be brave and I'll say yes. And so it is. Amen. Well, I hope that this podcast gave you some good messages about prayer. Prayer does work. Memorized prayer is also very beautiful. Meditative prayer, trance prayer, it all works. You use what feels right to you. The prayer that you grew up with, if it no longer suits you, you can still respect it and love it and say, that was good for me then, and I'm going to do something different. The key here is it has to be intimate. It has to feel right for you and God, because the relationship with you and God is just that. It's between you and God. Last, before I let you go, a message from Sarai. the next week's podcast, I'll be sharing answers to questions from listeners. We've been sitting with them, and Allie and I have been answering some questions and recording that. So I'm excited to share those next week. They're just really fascinating. So keep those coming. If you have questions for Sarai, email them to me at theangelcounselor@gmail.com. We really appreciate those. And it's been wonderful to work with Sarai. Sarai is a blend of the angelic realm and the ultra-terrestrials. And I'll continue to explain who they are. They're all light beings, and they're just amazing, amazing to work with. And they love us, and they love you, and they're just so grateful to be able to speak to us. And, you know, they're here to help and here to guide us on our journey toward awakening and enlightenment. So, wowzers, it's amazing. And today the angels wanted to speak about prayer because it's under their umbrella, I suppose. So, you know, I'm a worker too, so I have to listen. And I was really excited about sharing this episode on prayer. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you've got my email for questions for Sarai, theangelcounselor@gmail.com. You can find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, you can search Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or Angel Talk with Rachel. And you can also download the mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Android or Apple device. Feel free to check out all of the other amazing shows on mindbodyspirit.fm. There are so many great podcasts that will aid you on your spiritual journey. And I know that there's so many good shows out there. So have fun with that. And I want you to know from me and the angels and, of course, Sarai, you are loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Suzanne Giesman, and if you've ever wondered about life after death or if it's possible to connect with a higher consciousness, I invite you to join me for my podcast, Messages of Hope. It's my mission to share with you that our loved ones who have passed are always with us, and we are so very loved. I want to teach you how to live a consciously connected and divinely guided life. Listen here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.